Okay, looking forward to it. I've just put my book out, and it's for general release now.
Yeah, fantastic to hear that, and I imagine this is going to be an absolutely fantastic book. You're a man that's seen so much of the world and so much of both codes, really, Bev. I imagine it's going to be an absolutely fascinating read.
Well, I hope so. It's almost an autobiography, but not completely. It's got quite a bit on it that are my own ideas, and one or two bits at the end that might surprise a few people.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to it. And obviously, Bev, you've seen both of the codes grow over a number of years. And just to concentrate on Rugby League and Super League, you know, first off, I mean, what have you made of the way that the game's gone over the years, Bev?
Well, I think both the games have moved on a pace, haven't they? The fitness and skills of the players on both codes are tremendous now compared with what they are. I feel there's a lot more physicality in the games now. Perhaps not quite as much. I wouldn't say skill, but the speed and strength going into it rather than general skill and all sorts of things like that.
Yeah, and one thing, Bev, that we always seem to hear about now is, especially with English Rugby League, is competing with Australia, and it's been like that for quite some time. I mean, we've seen the idea of teams not wanting to come over for the World Club Series. Do you think that England will ever really be able to compete fully with Australia again?
I think we've got to say yes to that. I mean, it hasn't happened for quite some time now, but if we decide that we're not going to compete with the Australians and to a lesser extent the New Zealanders, what have we got left? Nothing really. And I think that's where things get quite controversial, because rugby union is moving on a pace and we are standing still, to be honest.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And especially now when you look at rugby league on an international scale, there isn't that same international that you have with rugby union. No, there's a real romantic side of rugby union to the international game. Rugby league seems to have fallen away from that a little bit. Is that a shame that rugby league doesn't seem to have that same appeal on an international stage?
Well, I think we've got to say that's always been the case. Possibly not with Australia, because we have competed with them, but we've always been able to compete against the other nations. I think as far as rugby union is concerned, with the onset of professionalism and everything like that in the 1990s, that game has not looked back. But I'm always been and always will be a rugby league man, and I'm looking for ways and means by which rugby league can keep a pace. But it's very, very hard now. The media, generally speaking, is pro-rugby union, and we have to fight for every inch that we can get. And I don't think that does the game any good. But I think we've just got to keep going, unless somebody comes up with a new idea about both codes.
Yeah, that is very, very true. Now, I've seen you on the idea of merging codes, and this has really sparked a debate, you know, throughout sport now on seeing something like that. What was the idea? What do you think that both sports could really benefit through merging the codes?
It depends on how you want to move on. I think that if you want to move on, you can only go upwards. You can't come back, and therefore, you've got to really work hard at trying to get the best out of both codes. If that can't be the answer, the argument is, you know, and this is a dream more than anything else, but it's based on a lot of research that I've done. The answer is, if you merge both codes, you have a code to match football, because there's no doubt about it that the two codes themselves, in my opinion anyway, are as good as the football code. And if we could possibly get people talking about the two codes merging, I think everybody might say, well, it's never going to happen, and that might be the case. But if you don't try, you never get anything, do you? And I think if a game that is a merger of both codes and gets the best out of both codes, then there's some chance to match football as a world game. That's a dream.
Yeah, certainly, it certainly would be fantastic to see it. And I mean, we've seen some fantastic talent that's gone from rugby league to rugby union. I suppose you wouldn't be having to share that talent around there. It would all be in one league as well. You've seen the likes of Tom Johnson over at Wakefield. His general athleticism, you would have thought he'd have been, you know, he started off his career as playing little bits of football here and there. I suppose it would be fantastic to see that young talent going into a rugby code.
Absolutely, and if you just think through things a little bit, then so much can be done, but everybody has got vested interests. I mean, I attempted to do the impossible when I moved up to Cumbria to get Workington and Whitehaven merging, and unfortunately did manage to succeed there. A lot of vested interests, and the traditions of the game are absolutely fantastic, aren't they? And to actually have a completely new game would be a lot more than people could chew, I think. But I would love a group of people to get together and look at both codes and see what can be done to bring them a little bit closer together and more attractive as a spectacle.
And it's interesting there what you say as well about the merging of a Cumbria club, because it's something that seems to come up every so often, the fact that there is a big base for rugby league in Cumbria, but we still don't have a Cumbria side in the first division.
No, exactly, and there's only so many players can go around, and if we want top class rugby or alternatively we want more or less recreational rugby, then you've got to bring about some changes, and there are rules in rugby league which need changing, as you well know. We read the paper every weekend, you know, the rugby league papers, and everybody's moaning and whining about this rule or that rule, and the same applies to rugby union. But the audience at the moment is in favour of rugby union, and rugby league is missing out on it, I think. It's a great game, rugby league, but we just don't seem to be getting the coverage that we should be doing. And we've either got to beat them or join them. And I'm just getting to the stage where some experiments could take place, and they've already done so in Australia and some of our dual code matches down in this country. If we could get people together to have a look at it, then we lose nothing, do we?
That's very true, and it'd be very, very interesting to see that debate that has really seemed to have taken rugby by storm. Very interesting to see where it goes as well. And Bev, I have to ask, because obviously been a lot of changes in rugby league, the creation of Super League 20 odd years ago, but more recently we've seen a format change and the promotion relegation coming back in as well, and Brian McDermott, the Leeds Rhinos head coach, said something along the lines of, you know, we're sacrificing sacrificing, you know, the sort of competitiveness for the entertainment factor. Do you think that's something that's necessary, you know, with this new format of really bringing more entertainment in? And I suppose when you look at Leeds Rhinos winning it on the last day last season for the League Leaders Shield, and the way that we've seen it play out this year, do you think we can actually create any more entertainment? I want to ask the question, you know, what do you think of the newer formats, Bev?
I think it's too early to decide, Danny. To be honest, it's created the competitiveness lower down the scale, hasn't it? And we've certainly had some great matches this season. And it was great that Lee, one of my old teams, managed to get promotion. And I hope they stay there. But opportunities like that are few and far between, and any promotions that are taking place are at the lower levels, aren't they, rather than at the first level. And the game as an entertainment is all to do with media coverage and TV. You know, we can't survive without the support that we get from the media and Sky, obviously, and BBC. Obviously, the market is much greater in rugby union now, and it doesn't seem as though that's going to change. So we either just stay as we are and keep going as good as we can, and I'm happy with that. But we actually turn around and say, well, let's have a go and see whether there is any other way that we can manage, and we can produce a game which is so much better, at both in rugby union and in rugby league, than it is now.
Certainly very interesting to see and looking forward to what happens there. Just finally, Bev, I have to ask about the Leeds Rhinos. Obviously, you know, one of your former clubs there, and it's interesting to see what's happened with Leeds Rhinos this season. Obviously, they won the treble last season, and now all the trouble they've been in. But you know, do you think that they'll be able to bounce back and really become the institution and the sporting powerhouse that they can? And with what we've seen over the last 20 years, once again next season.
I think maybe it was bound to happen because of the situation of our older players and experienced players and our star players like Kevin and the other lads are reaching an age where either they were retiring, as three of our fellas did, or they were maybe not quite as good as they were before. And I think if you point at Wigan to see what they've done this year, they had a lull, and they didn't have a bigger lull as Leeds did, but they had a lull. But now, with their local talent and everything, they've come through and won the Super League. So there's no reason why Leeds can't do the same. Some of their young players are coming through. They're actually in the market. I mean, Gary Hetherington does a fantastic job at Leeds, promoting the game for Leeds and in general. And he won't rest until he's got the team back to where it should be, on the top.
No doubt about that. Bev, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Your book, Both Sides of the Fence, A Life in Rugby League and Union, is out now. Certainly looking forward to getting a copy of that one as well. Bev, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Daytimes.